Hey, you got the morning show with Aaron, and on the phone I've got Marion Wright from the Food Bank. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this morning? It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah. Hey, so I just want to start off with the Food Bank, just a bit of a recap about how things have been. Like, I know during serious lockdowns you've been quite busy. I was kind of curious too, just about, like, through 2021, before we got to the local outbreak, was just generally, what were things like? Was it kind of normal when life was back to normal?
Yeah. We pretty much went straight back to normal. It felt quite odd, actually, going from quite busy just to the normal number of clients. It felt quiet. It felt almost like,
A bit too sane. yeah, a bit of a shock to go back to normal. What about just during the outbreak, the local outbreak that we had last year? It was pretty busy for us here at the radio. How did that pan out for everyone else?
Yeah, so we had COVID through Raglan. That's what you mean by a local outbreak?
Yes.
Specifically in Raglan, yeah. We didn't perk up too much. We had a few deliveries to do. I'm just trying to think back to exactly how it was, because that was August. Is that right?
October. Yeah.
Even earlier. Yeah. I had to go into isolation. I had sushi.
Oh, right.
So, right early on, which, but we just managed and we kept going. And it wasn't as crazy as when COVID first arrived in New Zealand and the whole country went into level 4.
Yeah.
So it was really manageable, really enjoyable to service the community, and absolutely manageable.
Okay, all right. Well, that's interesting to know. And so we've got the situation now where we're expecting that a lot of people will be not able to go to work, a lot of people isolating at home, and I know that you guys have been looking at what the community needs might be. In this case, so how is the community? Is the community able to cope with lots of people being isolated?
Yeah, so it's a bit of an unknown because we haven't really been, we haven't been down this path yet, not completely. So it's unknown to how it's going to impact us. So, based on modelling that we were given from Te Kawiri, where they said that about 5% of the population who are home isolating will need a full wraparound service. So we're not expecting the whole town to be isolating all at once. So of those that are isolating, only 5% will need a full service. So what are we looking at there? Shouldn't be anything more than 100 a week.
Yeah.
So we're going off 125 a week. And that's we've got a good plan for that. If we're under that, then we're fine, of course. But if we're over that, then we're just going to have to adapt quickly. And we have backup plans for if that's the case. As for our team, we have backup teams that will come in if we go down.
Yep.
And we're all isolating. And we also have registered as critical service, so that we can apply for those RAT tests, those rapid antigen tests.
Okay.
If we're pulling in a negative and we're still working in isolation over each other, we can still service the community through the food bank.
Yeah, yeah. Now, before you said that people might need a wraparound, like 5% of people might need a full wraparound service. What does that mean in practical terms?
That 5% was suggesting that there are 5% of our community who won't have friends and family who can deliver items to them. So if they need their prescriptions or if they need their groceries delivered, that 5% of the community won't have that in place. They won't have that. Or possibly their support system are also isolating.
Yeah.
Which I think it might actually be larger than 5%.
Yeah.
Already with those that are isolating at home, we're having a glimpse of their support systems are isolating at home, and that's happening already. So I think that's something to consider for everybody, is who is your support system? If they're the people you see all the time, then they're your close contacts. You're probably all going to be isolating at the same time. Might need to look outside of your close contacts, your closest friends, for the support system.
Yeah.
For somebody to deliver.
So
your groceries and your prescriptions.
As you've got this information, but as the food bank, normally you supply food to people who can't afford to get food that week. That's kind of what you do. So, are you expanding your role to cover these other things, or are you just bringing this information and other parts of the community are looking at solutions?
Yeah, no, we're expanding to helping those who might normally be able to afford their own groceries and are normally very independent. But in this circumstance, they are finding that it's tricky, that they're unwell. It's a bit of a difficult thing to work through when you're feeling unwell. It's stressful. And it's, you might even feel embarrassed that in this point in time, you just can't really look after yourself, and asking for help is hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're here for that. We're here so that you don't have to, if you're caught in isolation and you're normally independent and it's all a bit hard, we're going to help those people too.
Okay.
Because it's only a season and we are receiving extra funding to see everybody through this season.
Yep.
So I hope that's clear.
Yeah. So if someone has a need, they can't get out and they need prescriptions or food delivered, should we give them a phone number now or something like that?
Yeah. So we're not delivering everyone's needs. We're just delivering food parcels.
Yeah, okay.
From the food bank. Yeah, we're not delivering groceries.
Okay.
The food bank, if you need a food parcel, its phone number is 825-7543, and that comes through to me. As for prescriptions and groceries being delivered, I understand the Super Value have a delivery system.
Yep.
And I don't know about the Foursquare. That's up to the individuals, to find that out. So they have a plan for when they're in isolation. As for a team of volunteers, I believe we've talked about it with a collective across the community about a team of volunteers that could help pick up somebody's groceries and deliver it to them if they wanted to pay online or what have you, or over the phone, directly to the store. Then a team of volunteers there might be someone that could deliver when we really get going.
So that's still kind of under discussion at the moment.
That's right.
From what I'm hearing,
we don't have this worked through yet as far as I know.
Yeah.
But we'll keep following up on that.
Okay. If people are feeling like they want to help with this, I know you said you've got like a full backup team. Do you need any more volunteers, or should we wait until things go south and announce it then?
Yeah. Wait for the SOS.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as for the food bank, we have plan A, B, and C.
Yep.
And if we need more than that, we'll have to. We'll be thinking on this, we'll be developing really quickly.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, we'll have a plan. As for volunteers into the community, I believe that the Time Bank, through the Whangaroa Community, Whangaroa Environmental Centre, have connections there with a team of volunteers, and I understand they're vetted, police vetted, so we know that we are sending vetted volunteers.
Oh, okay.
So I think we need to work through the systems that are already in place
before
we go further than that.
Yeah.
And then that's not my department. I can't comment on that. I don't know what the system is.
But generally, as a rule, do your volunteers have to be police vetted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, our volunteers aren't when we're up here at the food bank, but they're under, that senior food bank volunteers are there.
Yeah.
And we're all working together, and it's quite fun. As for new volunteers coming through, we're not going to send anybody out to somebody's home that we know that we haven't police checked.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be good.
Yeah, okay, all right. So that's, yeah, you've got to, everything has to be done. Yeah, everything has to be done sort of right along those lines these days, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so it sounds like you're pretty organised. Are the shelves well stocked at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm doing a weekly shop, a grocery shop, and we have a limited storage space. So that's why I have to do it weekly. So it comes in, it goes out. Comes in, it goes out. So in isolation, that's my role, doing the ordering and the groceries and then bringing it in and stocking the shelves and speaking to clients and organising their parcel. But then I don't pack the parcels. We have somebody else who does that and somebody else who does the deliveries. So, yeah, at the moment, we have some money in the bank to buy groceries.
Yeah.
But I think once we get into week 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we'll have exhausted the funding that we've received from MSD.
Yep.
And we'll be on top of that before we get there. So once I see that we're going to need some more money, we'll be on top of that in advance.
Yeah.
So that the best of our abilities, we're not going to run dry.
So, but if people want to help out with that, with either food supplies or financially, can they do that?
Yeah, they can. So we take financial donations, and we give out the what is it called? You know, the charitable receipt.
Oh yes,
donations receipt, so you can get your tax rebate.
Yeah.
At the end of the financial year, or we receive dry goods and even fresh at the moment goods donated through the basket. Is a basket at the Super Value?
Oh yeah.
By the till, or even by, you know, arrangement directly with me, we can do that.
Okay, so if so people can, what's the easiest, if they look up Raglan Food Bank online, are they going to find their way to you there?
Yeah, we don't actually have our own website, but we are in with Surfside Church.
Oh, yep.
If you go to surfside.co.nz, there is a tab for food bank.
Yep.
And thanks for the reminder, because I could even add to that page an attachment that has a grocery list of our basic products.
Yep.
That would be helpful if what's on our list goes into the donations basket.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're making just standard boxes. So if you're a family of four, you'd get one box, and it's standard. So everybody's getting the same, and it just that when we do get busy, if we do get busy, it's pretty straightforward just to follow the list and make every box the same into a production line. So at the moment, when I do the shopping, I just follow that list and do it in bulk.
Yeah, yeah.
So any donations that would be helpful right now would match that.
Okay.
That would be great.
Okay. And now, I know in the past, I think there's been a sign up on the way into Super Value saying what been what might be. I don't know if people read that when now they're juggling their mask and their phone and trying to get in the door.
And I'll put my head up and say I have not changed that sign for a while. Although the sign is pretty standard.
Yeah.
You know, what is on that sign we use and run out of all the time and stock back up on.
Yep.
So just because the sign hasn't been changed doesn't mean it's not valid.
Yeah, yep. Cool, cool. All right. Well, look, so it sounds, I guess the summary is you're organised and ready to go, but we don't entirely know what the future holds at this point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Okay, Marion, look, thank you for your time this morning. Is there anything else you wanted to let people know, or do you think we covered everything?
If you don't mind.
Yep.
So another group contacted me and said they need help distributing tomatoes and minimum order is a pallet. So I've ordered 2 pallets every week until they run out of tomatoes. So that should be coming this week, and we'll put it up on the Raglan notice board when they're here that there is about a half kilo box that you can come and take.
Right.
Times 60 every week.
Right, we want to get those moving.
Going out.
We want to get those moving because they're perishable.
Yeah, and we'll get them out to the community. And then also they offered surgical masks. and I hope I did the right thing. They said the minimum order was a pallet, so I ordered a pallet. So that's 24,000 surgical masks.
Oh my goodness! Well, we'll be well stocked.
We'll be well stocked, so that can go out into schools, anywhere that needs masks. Anyone that feels they need some masks, just please dispose of them responsibly.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah. And just before we go, but for the people who are not online very much or at all or struggle with it, just a phone contact for them.
Yeah, just a phone contact through to me, 825-7543, or if you can, email foodbank@surfside.co.nz or on our website, here's my son, surfside.co.nz, and then follow through to the Food Bank tab.
Okay.
And we are on Facebook. We're Raglan Food Bank.
And I know in normal times people can just go up to the Food Bank site at the right times. Are you still doing that at the moment?
Yeah, so at the moment we still want to see our clients and they're welcome to come up. I have a marquee, a little gazebo set out up at the back of the church office. And so we're just meeting clients out there, and we've put some chairs out so we can sit out there in the fresh air.
Yep.
And keep the food bank room.
It's a low risk, low risk space. Yeah.
So if we're going to end up quite a busy hub, we want to keep it clean.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah. And what are the times that people can just rock up when they want to visit you?
Yep, so Monday and Friday,
yep.
Just those two days, between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock.
Okay, just after lunch.
And then outside of that, if there is an emergency, we're still open, the building's not open, and it's just a contact through to us, and we will do emergency situations by appointment.
Okay. All right, Marion, well, look, thanks heaps for your time, and I think your child was... all calm and quiet through the interview next to you there, so that's all good.
Yeah, very good. He's dying to go to the park.
Okay, we'll let you guys do that now.